This is KUT. There's a new neighborhood being built in Northeast Austin. Now, that's not usually news in a rapidly growing city, but this one is different. In this neighborhood, none of the homeowners will own the land underneath their houses. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains why.
13 miles north of downtown Austin, a woman named Carrie yells before nailing the wood frame of a new home to its concrete foundation. Other Habitat for Humanity volunteers carry plumbing parts.
Is that a shower? Whoa, that's so cool.
It's Laura Soto's shower.
Today is a wall raising for my home.
The whole thing's kind of overwhelmed her.
So, it's a big deal.
This will be Soto's first time owning a home.
I've lived in Austin all my life with a single family income with children, roughly making about $39,000 a year.
The median home value in Austin is $305,000. Soto's home and the ones around it, the ones in this neighborhood, they'll go for $150,000. Wait, but how?
That's a great question.
Eliza Platts-Mills is a law professor at UT. What makes these 67 homes affordable is that they're part of what's called a community land trust. This idea has been around a while in other parts of the country, but it just came to Texas in 2012. And this neighborhood will be the largest land trust in the state.
Instead of your typical situation where the homeowner would come in and buy both the home and the land underneath the home, here the homeowner comes in and buys the home. But they don't buy the land.
A nonprofit, in this case Habitat, owns the land, and the homeowner,
they just borrow the land. They rent the land.
Soto will rent the land her house sits on for $25 a month. She'll pay taxes on the house and that small land fee. Ideally, the home will stay affordable for a while.
The homeowners can't turn around and sell the home to whoever they want at whatever price they want. There are some rules.
Rule number one, a community land trust can only be sold to someone of a certain income. For a family of four, Habitat's limiting that to an income of $50,000 a year or less. Rule number two,
they can only sell the home at specific prices that go up a little bit every year.
The value of Soto's home will rise by only 1.5% each year. The downside? When she decides to sell, she likely won't see the return on investment that we hear about in Austin today. Those stories of someone buying a home for $30,000 in the 70s and then selling it for $500,000 today. But for now, that doesn't concern Soto. She's thinking color palettes.
The trim will be the rich white, the outside of the house will be a darker gray, and the door will be a lighter gray, and there will be an accent wall of a grayish blue color.
Soto and two of her three kids will move into the home early next year. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.